Begert. He's CEO of Fabiolingua. How are you, Mark? And, you know, we talked last time about multiple different things, the projects about Fabiolingua, but our news today is the teacher dashboard has launched. You got to be excited.
Yeah. Very excited. So we have released to the public, gone live with the teacher dashboard. We sent out a notice to a lot of the teachers who have been on the waiting list now for almost 12 months. So pretty exciting. You know, this is something we've been working on now for a couple of years. It's the culmination of a whole lot of market research, understanding that teachers really use Fabiolingua in their classes. And it's focused very much on this sort of kindergarten through elementary school space, where we're seeing an absolute surge in demand from dual language schools, from immersion schools, from English as a second language schools or classes. So pretty excited.
And talk about specifically what makes it great about the teacher dashboard is finally teachers can see what their students are doing that have downloaded this app and make that
Yes, exactly. So, you know, originally Fabiolingua was designed for families. You would download it from the App Store or Google Play. You would create an account. You got up to 6 profiles for your different kids. And it was very much a way for parents to introduce second language, Spanish in this case, to their kids. And what we found is that teachers found the product, got really excited about it, and said, boy, I would love to be using this in class. I love story-based learning. I love that you're using the second language acquisition principle known as comprehensible input. This is sort of perfect to supplement the work that we're doing in class. And I also like that I could send it home to have kids practice outside of class as well. So we said, look, let's make it as easy as possible for these teachers to use it. So we spent time researching and understanding what works in classes, what makes it sort of low friction to adopt. And so now what teachers can do is they can go to our website, they can click on the teacher tab, they can click create an account, put in their credentials, they can immediately create a class. That class is given a class code. They can then roster their students. In fact, we use Clever. Clever is like a learning management system for rostering. Super easy. We just integrated that last week. And next thing you know, they can download these on their devices in class. And all these kids now are pretty much one-to-one devices in classes. They go to the app, they put in the class code, boom, they can find their profile, and they're off and running. So yeah, that's exciting. And of course, you know, teachers have a whole lot of latitude as to how they can use Fabiolingua in class. They can choose a specific story that they want to use. They can choose a specific mode in that story. If they want to practice pronunciation, they can assign the copycat mode for a particular story. If they want their kids to work on some vocabulary, or if they want them to work on spelling, they can assign one of the mini games that's associated with each story, where they can match vocabulary, or they can go learn on a syllabic breakdown how to sort of spell a lot of Spanish words. So, and of course, the cool thing is that we track all that progress for the teachers. So there's a dashboard there which shows what the kids have done, how much time they spent, what stories they've completed, what they've scored on their mini games to understand like what are they missing, what they're not. So yeah, it's a pretty it's sort of the full realization of our vision to be able to serve multiple channels, families and teachers and kids in with Fabiolingua.
So let's say certain people have already downloaded the app, right? They're in that school. They're able to uncover that they already have the app, some of the kids.
Yeah, they can. So if they've already got the app and they're in that particular school, they can end up linking their family account to the teacher account so that the teacher can be able to see what progress they're making at home, what they've done before, which is really cool. So it's and of course, what we're seeing is that there's this cross-pollination which occurs, which is that when teachers find Fabiolingua and they put it in the hands of the kids, okay, all of a sudden these kids are playing a mobile game in class to learn Spanish. They get very jazzed, very excited about this. The parents find out. So then sort of teachers are talking to parents, and parents are talking to teachers about sort of this new way to learn a language for kids. And we're getting some sort of viral sharing as a result, not only within schools, within classes, but from school to school. So it's pretty, it's a really exciting time for us. I think we're entering sort of a a new opportunity for sort of consistent growth over the long term, starting with Spanish, and then soon it'll be English as a second language, and then we'll move to other international markets teaching new languages.
And what you're seeing is once one school talks about it, the other school finds out about it. That's what you've seen.
Particularly in districts, what we see is a teacher will find Fabilingua in a particular school, let's say in an elementary school, and she'll tell other teachers within that school. Next thing you know, we've got several accounts created with that school. Then within that district, there'll be a conversation with maybe other elementary schools because these teachers do share best practices. And so then other elementary schools will learn about Fabilingua. And before long, oftentimes it can bubble up to the district level and they say, well, we should sort of have this district-wide.
But you said you've had a couple of school districts go district-wide in that.
We've had our first school district was 3 weeks ago in Oak Park, Illinois, right outside of Chicago. And Oak Park 97 ISD, and they have adopted Fabilingua, and I believe they started using it this week once we had sort of Clever and Class codes in.
And more to come. Now the goal, so you said you're developing already the English while still doing all that, right?
That's in the right now in sort of, let's call it pre-K through elementary school, this sort of, you know, age two or three up to 10 or 11. There are 5 million kids studying, call them world languages. So typically it's Spanish, but it could be Mandarin, it could be a Vietnamese, but the large portion is Spanish. And then we have another 5 million and growing, which are learning English as a second language. So it's probably, you know, it's our immigrant population. They're coming here, they're young with their family, and, you know, learning English is sort of an existential way for them to assimilate into our society. And for them to be able to sort of excel over time, and particularly, you know, not only in our education system, but sort of socially, professionally. So that's a really important thing for us. And that is a product that we'll be releasing later this year, teaching English as a second language. And we'll be targeting the same sort of schools that have those programs and helping out the teachers there.
Oh, wow. So this is happening this year. We didn't have that announcement. So that is an announcement. You can't give us a specific date, but it's happening.
Yes, by the end of the year, I want to be live offering this to schools through our teacher dashboard.
And that is unbelievable, because that's a need. That's a big need. The ESL, English second language.
Yes. And of course, when you build that product, which is really just sort of flipping our existing product on its head, same story, same game development, same game design. We've purposely built our technology platform to be very efficient in terms of going from language to language to language. But the cool thing there is that once you're teaching English as a second language to Spanish speakers here in the United States, that gives us an opportunity to also serve Latin American countries, where learning English as a second language is another sort of existential important need for those populations, for those kids.
Wow. Okay. So, and you said after that comes what?
Well, after that, I think that once you're teaching English as a second language, you can begin to do that in other international markets. You know, personally, I'm really interested in the Indian market, you know, teaching English to Hindi speakers. I'm interested in teaching English to Japanese speakers. We happen to have a couple of Japanese investors, and they're really keen to get us in their market. English to Mandarin, English to Indonesian, which is another big Asian market. So there's really not a product or platform that is focused and designed for this sort of pre-K through elementary school segment that can go into schools as easily as it can get into the hands of parents and families. It's story-based learning. It's a mobile game. It's a completely different approach to teaching a new language, but it's based on second language acquisition science. So we feel like we really have a unique offering and a unique distribution channel through these teachers and schools that can lead to success.
So, and the reason is you're focusing on early childhood to elementary. That one's focusing on that market in a way that's gaming And education and gaming. There you go. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just, so you know, we teach through stories, and that was, it's a really effective way to teach. And then we said to ourselves, so well, why don't we make a game of this? Because kids love games. Mobile games are ubiquitous. They're not going away. It's a $250 billion market and growing. We've got a language learning market that's $140 billion market that's growing. So these are big mega trends that we are sort of sitting at the intersection of, and most importantly, it's really appealing to kids. So if you can engage, you know, your learners, right, and you can consistently have them coming back to learn more, then you know you've got a very effective solution.
All right, best place to go is fabulingua.com. You can download the app at the App Store or Google Play. And coming soon, ESL. It's going to be interesting. Appreciate it, Mark. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Neil.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.